Well, I promised you tonight that we would spend a few moments in prayer for our nation. I hope all of you, as you came in tonight, received one of these. It just says how to pray for the upcoming election. If you did not receive one of these, would you lift your hand? And our ushers would be glad to give you one. And we're not going to tarry along tonight, but we are going to have a season of prayer. I'm going to just read through this list while they're passing these things out. And then here in just a moment, as it's time to go to prayer, some of you may want to come back to the altar and pray there. Some of you may want to make your pew an altar or just pray right where you are seated. That's totally fine. But I think all of us recognize that we are facing a momentous election over the next few weeks. Both the election itself and the aftermath need to be bathed in prayer. And I tell you, as we face momentous times in our lives and for our country, the Christian response to that is to pray. This is what Christian people do when big things happen. We pray together. Of course, we have been commanded in 1 Timothy 2 to pray for those who are in authority. And here are just a few requests that I've given you tonight, and perhaps you have some that you'd like to add, but just a few things that can prompt us as we pray here in just a moment. We're praying for good government that will allow us to lead quiet and peaceable lives. And we pray for that so that the gospel can go forward. We're praying for wisdom for those who vote. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally. And I want to pray that on behalf of some other Americans who are showing up to the ballot box, that God will give them wisdom. We, of course, want to pray for a fair election. The Bible says a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. And God would want things to be fair and completely above board. We certainly want to pray for a peaceful transition. We want to pray for righteous policies, whoever is elected, up and down the ballot. Righteous policies that will protect the innocent and punish the guilty. That's the role of government. Next, we want to pray that Christians will carry out their God-given duty to influence our culture for good, that we would be salt and light. And of course, that's a lot bigger than just showing up to the ballot box to vote. We understand that, but we have a duty to our country. And pray that a spiritual revival will take place in the church, and we will see a gospel movement in our culture. That is really our hope. So these are just a few prayer requests that can prompt our prayers. If any of you would like to come and find a place at the altar, you feel free. Perhaps you'd like to find a prayer partner, someone with whom you could pray, that's okay. If you just want to pray as a person, an individual. And we won't have anyone praying publicly for a few moments. I want to give you a few moments just to intercede on behalf of this election. And then here in just a moment, I will come and dismiss us in a word of prayer, okay? So if anyone would like to come and find a place at the altar, you're welcome to do that at this time. If you'd like to find a prayer partner, please move around and do that. We'll give you just a few moments. And once you find your place, you can begin to pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to you tonight through the powerful name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you this evening to intercede on behalf of our nation. Lord, we're asking that you would give us mercy. With the full knowledge that we do not deserve mercy. We know how bad things have gotten, and we know what you must see when you look down on our country. You must see a country that has turned from our Christian heritage, a country that has tried to remove you from our public spaces and discourse, a country that embraces ideologies and philosophies and lifestyles that fly in the face of your truth. A country that has failed to protect the most vulnerable among us. A country that has murdered millions in the womb. Lord, we cannot come to you on the basis of any righteousness that is in our country. We simply come to you tonight on the basis of the fact that you are a merciful God. And we ask you, Lord, in wrath, remember mercy. Please delay your judgment on this land so that we as the church might have an opportunity to see revival and to get the gospel to our country. Lord, you told us to pray for the peace of our country, to seek the welfare of our country. And we do love our country. But we also recognize that we are in a terrible mess. and that so many of our solutions, that so many of the solutions that we need are not spiritual political solutions. They are spiritual solutions. And we're not expecting that all the problems in our country will be solved by this election. But we're just asking that it might be part of the solution. Lord, we pray that no matter who wins up and down the ballot, that you would give us a good government that will give us religious liberty so that we might be free to preach the gospel in a peaceful environment. Lord, if we have forfeited our right to religious liberty, help us to be faithful to serve you even if we do not have it. Lord, we do pray that you would give wisdom to everyone who goes to the ballot box. May we vote wisely, and may the people in our nation vote wisely. We do pray for a fair election. We recognize that there are those who would do anything that they could do to get power. And we pray that you might hold back the lies and deceit and give us a fair election. We pray for a peaceful transition. We recognize that our nation, like so many places in the world, is just primed for an explosion. And we ask, Lord, that whatever happens, you might again give us a peaceful society so we can preach the gospel. We pray tonight for your people, that they will make prayerful, biblically informed decisions as they vote, and that we will carry out not only at the ballot box, but after the election, our responsibility to be salt and light in this corrupt culture. Lord, we pray that you would help us to keep our testimony. We all get charged up and fired up about political things. And we forget that the people with whom we disagree have souls that are going to spend eternity somewhere. Lord, help us to keep our confidence in you and not to think that if our person wins that all of our problems are solved, and if our person loses, all hope is lost. But help us to remain joyful and contented and confident in you no matter what happens in the days to come, knowing that you remove kings and you set up kings and your will be done. And Lord, of course, we pray for a spiritual revival in your church. We believe that could solve so many of the problems in our country. And may that revival, like a flood, spill out of the church and result in souls coming to Christ all over our country. Lord, we ask these things again, not because we believe we deserve them. We ask these things because you are a good and gracious and merciful and patient God. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.